It also raises the question I was going to ask you about the Catherine study, which is so interesting, which is you have these patients who've already gotten chemotherapy. So they've had neoadjuvant therapy, and in a way, they're kind of getting chemotherapy again. It's being delivered, and yet you see this huge bump. Any thoughts on biologically why this happened?
I've heard theories about it. Now, I mean, my assumption has been that these patients, for the most part, most of them, their residual disease is still HER2 positive, and the immunoconjugate is simply delivering a higher dose to those cells. The interesting question that I've heard some people talk about is, well, maybe what's happening is it's dormancy and cells are coming back, or when you take away the trastuzumab, pertuzumab, HER2 expression is coming back stronger and the drug is getting in. We don't know. I think the drug, that 50% tells us that something is going on more than what we, it just can't simply be that the immunoconjugate's working that well. It's got to be something's going on about that prior exposure to taxanes that definitely cytoreduce these. I mean, because most patients get substantial cytoreduction. It's just, does it all go away, yes or no? And then you were withdrawing that therapy and coming in with something else. There's something going on there, because that's, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe we can flip them. And I think that's a question, but I would be careful about that, particularly with the Marianne data. I mean, but we see in Christine that if you get T-DM1 as neoadjuvant therapy and you have a PCR, you do very well. You know, so the question is, if you don't, then are you as salvageable with HP, AC, whatever you use, as you are with T-DM1? That would have to be a clinical trial done to sort all that out. And is that a, you know, the reason to do it would be the perspective that, well, it's better to limit my exposure to my more toxic chemo to the half that need it. And, you know, it'd be fun to see if that study can come to fruition, but it's an obvious question that's going to come up after the Christine data.
Interesting.
The other thing we've got to sort out in HER2 positive, of course, is there are subtypes of HER2 positive, clearly. You know, and we all know they're there. A problem we've had with developing HER2 targeted therapy is that the presence of HER2, trastuzumab worked in everybody. I think as you go beyond that, we're starting to see the different tumor types respond differently to additional therapies, and that's where I think we're going to have to get smarter about the subtypes of the HER2-positive breast cancers, particularly as we're trying to de-escalate and do these things.